The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
One of the interesting discussions in any kachemdika setting is a discussion of the karbonis of the Nesiim. It was a one-time karbonis Nesiim that were brought by the Chanukah of the Mishkan, described by Richus and Parshas Nasi. There was the Shevis Yimei Meluim, that's discussed in Parshas Tetzav and Parshas Tetzav Shemini. And then there were the karbonis of the Nesiim that were brought, which is in the building of the Mishkan, which was in Parshas Nosoi. And over there, the Parshas Nesiim, and we know we read it on Chanukah, it's Tchazes over. Each Nosi is described, his Karbonis, one after another. And there's a few interesting Kodshim Dika Shmuzim, one of which comes up by us, in Dav Ches, in Dav Yud. And over there, the Pasuk says, Kol HaBok, when the Torah makes a summary at the end of all the Karbonis that were brought, the very end, the longest Parsha, the longest Parak in the Torah, then the parasha is not. So, kol habok loy l'shnei masa parim, elim shnei masa kvasim b'nei shana, shnei masa umin chasam, usiri izim shnei masa l'chatas. The word umin chasam is curious in the middle, because let's say normally by the karbonis of Musav there in Parshas Pinchas, after the karbonis, umin chasam, niskem kibidu, shleish asam napar, shnei suem loy, like we say in the Musav. Umin chosam in his game goes together with every carbon. Over here, umin chosam is mentioned somewhat in the middle. It's thrown into boker, elim, kvasim, umin chosam, and then siriizim. So the discussion is, what was the carbon mincha? The carbon mincha is mentioned by each one of the nesim. It says umincha. It says they brought kelim, they brought a klezov. The klezov for the mincha, we'll discuss what those kelim were in a few minutes. But they brought a mincha. What was the mincha? Later on, we're reading the pasuk, and it says, U'minchasam. But it says that after bokar, elim, kvasim, before tzireizim. So, others want to say, Rashi says, U'minchasam and beis, U'minchasam nesachim kamishtoi. Rashi says that the mincha by the Nesiim was a minchas nesachim. Minchas nesachim is the regular nesachim that's brought with every carbon, was accompanied by, it's an auxiliary to the carbon. It's not ma'akiv in the carbon, but there's a chiv to bring the nesachim, and the nesachim it could be mashlam afterwards. It's a toffel to the carbon insofar that if the carbon is possible, then the nesachim are possible. If you mefagel in the carbon, then the nesachim become pigalos, and so on. It's part of the carbon. And that's why Rashi says, or it's meduik l'fi Rashi, that's why the minchas nesachim is mentioned after bokar, elim, kvasim, like we just said, because chatos doesn't have nesachim, so it's mentioned before chatos. Wasn't a separate carbon mincha. The problem is, the shitim kubes asakasha, that what's brought down is, brings from a teres koyanim, that the minchas nachshoin, i.e. the carbon of nachshoin, who was the first nasi, but very often a chazal referred to minchas, the carbon nachshoin just means the carbon of all the nasiim. Nachshoin was just the first. He was the nachshoin, of all the nasiim. The lashon of the Teres Kainim is that it was nikmetzes v'shirel necholim, like a regular carbon mincha. The problem is that minchas nesachim is kula kol. The whole thing is put on the mizbech. There's no kmitza. See, he argues, the Shita argues in Rashi, and he says that minchas nesiim was a regular minchas nedova, and the one who has a whole discussion between the two Shitas is the Meshechach Mepashas Nosoi, over there in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. So let's discuss some of the protim of how this falls out between the two Shitas. Meshachachma brings up one point, as Mavur in the Gemara in Kedushin of Lama Zayin of Abayz, that Bamidbar, there were no Nesachim brought for a Karbon Yochid. It's very interesting, there's a divide of Karbonis of Nesachim. The Nesachim are mentioned earlier in Sefer Vayikra, but the Nesachim that are brought as part of a carbon yochid is only mentioned in Parshas Shlach right after the Chet Meraglim. Interesting, what that has to do with Chet Meraglim. Bederech Chal, the mitzvahs that are mentioned over there, like tzitzis latziv lesuach al rachman acheinechas b'fushin chazal, that has some type of deeper connection with, it's not stam, that's where it was said, but that's the connection to chet meraglim. What nesochim of a korban yochid has to do with chet meraglim is a good question. That's over there. Sham Shafal Hirsch has a whole arichus. In any case, says the Meshech Chochma, if nesochim of a korban yochid was not brought b'midbar, says, so then the korbanos in the sin, why would they bring minchas nesochim? If it's according to Rashi, it's the auxiliary nesachim of a carbon. They weren't brought by carbon yochid. So what you could say is that the carbon nesiim have the mitzius, have the din, the status of being a carbon rabbi. Even though it was brought by a yochid, but it was brought on a yochid as part of the avodas chanukas hamizbeach, chanukas hamishkan, which was the avodas harabim. It was a carbon tzibur, not a carbon yochid. Needs further examination. The problem is that it seems to be a Gemara Mufureshes in Moed Kotin, Daf Tes, Amen Aleph, that Korbanos Nesiim was a Korban Yochid. L'chayr, the same Kalal of Minchas Nesachim not being brought as a Korban Yochid should apply over there. So Rav Simcha says something else. He says, according to Rashi, what you're going to have to say is that Minchas Nesachim le'korban b'korban Yochid b'amidbar, ava menochos Nesachim hikrivu. That means that the Gemara over there in Kedushin of Lamed Zayin is only talking about the Nisuch HaYayin that was done in Karbonis. Masha'en came, the Mincha Shaboy, which is Lashon of the Pasuk, Mincha, the Soilus was put into the Kelim that were brought. Doesn't say anything about the Yayin. It says about the Mincha. So the Mincha is Nisuchim that was brought. It's a little bit hard because the two of them go together. But theoretically you could say that that's all the Sugya of this talking about. That's what Rav Meir Simcha says. Rav Meir Simcha says that, of course, the easier way would be to learn, like the Shita, Legabi this Shaila, the way the Shita learns would come out better, because the Shita says that we're not talking over here about Minchas Nesachim, we're talking about a regular Korban Mincha. Korbanei Mincha was certainly brought in the Midbar. So that would be the easiest way. Like the Shita says, it says Korban Minchas Nachshon Nikmetzes, so L'chor, that means that it was a regular Korban Mincha. He says in Cain, the wording of the Pasuk is a little bit strange. Why is it mentioned before Chatos? Rav Meir Simcha wants to be Miyashiv. Gemara in Zvachim Daf Samach Gimel that talks about Minchas Kodesh Kadoshim, like every other Kodesh Kadoshim, it's Tunat Sofoin. All Karbonis that are Kodesh Kadoshim, Shchitosim Bet Sofoin. Kodeshim Kam Shchitosim B'Kolo Azor. Karbon Mincha, the Kmitza has to be Bet Sofoin, like the Shchita, because Kmitza and Shchita are parallel. So Memel, the Kmitza has to be done not in the whole Azor, but in the Sofoin. If that's true, he says, Memel, the Torah Rechim Zois. The Torah counts all the karbonis that were bitzofoin. Kolabok loyla, elim shnemosa, kvasim bnei shana, uminchosom, usiriizim shnemosa lechatos, that's already not bitzofoin. Sorry, nachshon, any toin sofoin. That's a gemara zvachim dafim chesam and based it. Sorry, nachshon didn't need sofoin. So whether you could say the Torah was just dividing by where the avodah was done. Obviously, that nekuda of the wording of the pasuk is much more crystal clear, like Rashi. So we have Miles and Chesroin, so the two pshatim, Rashi and Yeshitim Kubetzes. Another issue the Meshech Chochma is medayik over here is that the Lashon of the pasuk is umin chosom. Lashon of the pasuk, like we just read, kol abakar, etc., etc., umin chosom. The wording always of the Torah, whenever we're talking about a regular carbon, well, I'm sorry, when we're talking about all these carbonis, it says they brought a carbon shlomim, oil, and so on, carbon chatzis. It doesn't say it in the possessive lashon. Usire izim, siire izehem. Why does it say mincha som vir mincha? What's vir? Just says they brought that carbon. What's the possessive of they brought vir carbon? If you say like Rashi, so the pshat is that it's the mincha, that's shaykh, that's auxiliary to all the carbonis. Kol abokar, elim, kvasim, uminchasam, their mincha. It's not going on the nesim. The possessive is going as far as the carbon is concerned. According to the Teres Kainim, according to the Shita, it's a little bit strange, that Lashon. What the Meshech Chochma suggests says that Lamaisa, over here, is the only carbon where part of the carbon was the kli shoyis in which the carbon was brought. The Torah rechen zois, what the mincha should be brought in, the Pasuk says, Korbanoi karas kesef achat shloishu meyo mishkolo, mizrok echot kesef, shivim shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, neim aleim, selis b'lul b'shem ala mincha. That was the korban mincha. which a normal carbon mincha doesn't have. The Torah doesn't tell you what klishos you have to bring it over here. That was part of the carbon. It says the carbonis, the kalim, could be bought or brought from shutvis, because it's not mincha proper. The halach is that mincha can't be brought by shutvis. It's the beginning of the Masechta. A mincha has to be brought by a single individual, even though every carbon can be brought by a shutvis. A mincha has to be brought nefesh. The Torah is b'mayit that a carbon mincha cannot be brought by shutvis. The reason why the Torah says a mincha psalm is it had to belong solely to them. The kaf of the karas kesef with the mizrach echad kesef could be brought by shutvis. So then it says a mincha psalm to say the mincha itself has to be brought dafka by them. It has to be solely owned by them. Again, obviously according to the other pshat, that was a mechas nesachim, that diuk is better. If we're discussing already the karbonis and the nesiim, it's worth saying over a little bit of the oimiko inyan, the way Reb Shamshon Valhirsch in his Pirush and Parshas Nosoi expounds at length on the karbonis and the nesiim, there's something very strange. The piece of the karbon mincha that we just mentioned was that the carbon had to be brought. The Torah specifies which kli it had to be brought with. What does the Stam Nesim brought precious vessels to be used in the Mishkan? That was part of the carbon. Carbonoi kaas kesev achas. Shleshim meo mishkolo. Ka'ora, so it was brought kesev. It had a specified amount of weight. But then the Torah says to bring also for the carbon mincha. Shneim meleim selis. Blulu b'ashem ala mincha. It's a mizrak echad kesev. What's a mizrak? A mizrak is a kli kibul that's used for dam. Very strange. Ka'ara, you could say, that the natural thing to bring seilus in would be a ka'ara. Okay. But a mizrak is something you spritz dam with. Why was a kli that's normally miyuchad in the avodas beis hamikdash and avodas hamishkan for dam used to bring a karban mincha? Says Rabbi Hirsch, he expounds on a concept that we brought in the beginning of the Masechta. The carbon, regular carbon, a carbon dam, carbon zvochim, is connected a person. The Ramban explains that the pshat is that the behemah has the same parts of behemah as a balchai. Behemah has the same dam, chelev, and so on and so forth, and nefesh ha-mahamis that a person has. When a person brings a carbon, what he's doing is he's bringing himself, so to speak, and he's offering that al gabei mizbech. He's being mezachich. He's purifying his physical self. He puts his chelev, his dam, etc. on the mizbech. And with that, he becomes purified. His physical nature is elevated until his nefesh becomes reach, nechoich, becomes a ruach. The ruach becomes, it goes up, oila, lamala, becomes a neshama. And his whole physical being becomes purified in order to serve his more spiritual sense, his neshama. Karbon mincha has nothing to do with a person. It's not a balchai. Karbon mincha represents the possessions of a person. The soilus that a person has, what he eats, that means a person's physical possessions, not the person's physical self. The same way there's a Mesiris Nefesh of B'chol Levovcha, B'chol Nafshecha, which is the physical, the Dam, the Chelev of a person. It should be Mesiris Nefesh V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should also dedicate, purify and dedicate his assets, his resources, his Nesochim, his Menochois, and what a mincha is and what nesachim is represents each part of a person. A person has what he needs for his steady panosa. A person has what he has for his comfort level. A person has what he has in order to enjoy what we would call the finer things in life. Of course, the finer things in life, by us, Yidden, is only a hechetimtza to enjoy the finer things in life, which is Torah mitzvahs. A person needs a certain amount of Eilam Hazeh to put him in a right frame of mind in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Menuchas HaNefesh. And every part of the Karban Mincha is connected a different part of his financial self, his economic self. And all that has to be purified, dedicated, and put on the Mizbech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says that the Karban of the Nesiim represented wealth, power amongst the Shvatim. They were dedicating here the Mishkan. The point was that a person sees himself, he would give himself. You find people that wouldn't necessarily give tzedakah so easily, but they might be more willing to do a chesed begufa. The person sometimes has an easier time giving away of his physical time, his physical self, his physical being, than giving away of his assets. Sometimes a person is more controlling, feels more possessive of his possessions than of himself. That's the Loshon HaChazal, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Moedecha, Yesh Shemayis Nefesh, Yesh, the Mesiris Nefesh, the Ikim Mesiris Nefesh for him is the B'chol Nafshecha, Yesh, that the Ikim Mesiris Nefesh of a person is the B'chol Maidecha. Either way, a person has to be ready to dedicate himself to Avodas Hashem. So the Pasuk over here was telling the Nesiim to bring a korban, and the soilus that's in the Mizrak, a person should be able to see that he's giving up, that there's no two parts of a person. There's the physical part of a person, there's the economic part. I have myself and I have my checkbook. No. They're all parts of you, and all of it has to be given in the same way, with the same enthusiasm to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Memel, the kli that was used to bring the economic Mesiris Nefesh of a person, to bring the point over here was to dedicate the Mishkan in a way where the world of the soilus, the world of a person's resources, the world of Yiddish Parnosa, was Nis'ala in the Mizrak until it attained the status of a korban of Dam. Sometimes you have the opposite. You have a person that doesn't have a problem. You have somebody who is really not living with HaKadosh Baruch, who doesn't have a problem signing a check. Be generous. He's a Jew in he's a Jew in his pocketbook, a Jew at heart. So Mamela, he has to be able to, over here, this was the Avodah of the Nesiim, to be Mala for all time, the ability of Yidden to be able to sign a check, to be able to give away from their assets, and to do that in a way which is consistent with giving away oneself, with Emerson Mesiris Nefesh. There's nobody that would be apathetic if he's giving his life al Kiddush Hashem, if he's about to be gunned down for not bowing down to the cross. There's nobody that will be apathetic. He's going to Mesiris Nefesh. But a person could sign a check apathetically. A person can give money without really feeling an inner connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Nesiim over here dedicated for all time that the soilus that goes into the Chanukas HaMishkan should be not only in the Ka'orah, but it should be in the Mizrak, in the Klei Dam. It should all be the same thing. It should all be with the same emotional input, with the same enthusiasm, and with the same Mesiris Nefesh, both the physical part of a person and both the resources part of a person. It's fascinating. You open up Rashi in Parashas Nosoi, and Rashi brings from Ramosha Adarshan a whole string of symbolism that's inherent in these Korbanos. Let's open up the first few. Hikur is Korbanoi Karas Keser. Rashi says that the Karas Keser was Begematria 930. That was the lifespan of Adam Arishon. And then Rashi brings Shloshim Mea Mishkolo, all part of Adam Arishon's life. The age of 130, Adam Arishon had his son that would be the foundation on who the world rested. Cain was pushed away. Hevel was killed. The one who the world would be based on would be Shace. Shace was born when Adam Arishon was 130. And by the way, that number is significant because the Zoya says that that's why Yocheved gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu when Shishu Yisrael, also Benez, like Mavu and Rashi in Parashat Shmos, at the age of 130. There's a deeper connection to everything. In any case, there's a tour through world history here. That's Adam Arishon. The Mizrak Echod, the second part of the Korban Mincha, is Begematria of 500. Rashi says, Hashem Noach that had children, the future of the world, came from when Noach was 500. Noach delayed marrying and establishing a family because he knew there would be a mabul. He didn't want his children to be less than, he didn't want his children to be 100 because by 100 they were next of Baroinshim. So he got married only at the age of 500. That age when he built the next shlav of world history is the Mizrak Echod Kesef. And the Shivim Shekels connected the Shivim Umas Olam that come out Mizaroi. So all this is a tour through world history. The point is that there's a process here of human beings being developed where every part of a person, his b'chol nafshecha, his b'chol maidecha, his b'chol levavcha, his emotional self, his physical self, his economic self, all that is purified, purification after purification, zichuch after zichuch, hakrova after hakrova, until it comes to a state of kavachas asor zov malei kudor. That's why it's zov. Kesef is what you use to buy Zohar. Kesef is coinage. Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Metzir refers to Kesef as the money which buys Zohar. Kesef is Miloshin Kisufim. The Chassidish Sfarim say Miloshin Yearning. And the Kaf Achas was made out of Zohar. It was Melech Ktoiris. Ktoiris is already the carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings Lefnai V'Lefnim. It's already a carbon which is the Shlemus, the epitome of what man can reach. It's not the process in Adam and Noach. It's the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael standing by Sinai. Rashi says that's why it was Asor Zov, because connected that says Adibrois. So all the Karban Mincha was in order to bring a person to a state where he would reach a shleimus of the Keteris. All that is inherent in the Karbanis of the Nesim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.